Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hubhopper Originals.
Hey, what's up? Today my Josh is all together to another level. I'm super excited. Hello and welcome to How's the Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. Definitely, I'm not giving a big sassy introduction because she has created a name for herself in the industry. She's a superstar from Bollywood and South industry. Yes. Today, I'm sitting down with Shruti Hassan to talk to her as she releases a new song. Welcome, Shruti, to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and how are you, Shruti?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. So, Shruti, amidst the lockdown, what's the new thing that you have discovered about yourself?
I have discovered that I really, really genuinely enjoy my own company because I've been alone for over 100 days now, completely by myself, very, very little human interaction. So I've realized that I really do enjoy my own company. I saw a TV show or something where somebody said, if you can't enjoy your own company, then, you know, if you can't be alone with yourself, then you're probably not good company for others. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. You don't think in the kind of life that I was living pre-pandemic, meeting a minimum of 5 to 6 new people sometimes a day, it's really different for me to have gone through this, and I've learned a lot about myself.
Right, right. So somewhere it's a self-awakening, trying to understand who you are internally.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
And for all this to happen, we really needed a pandemic out there.
I mean, it was kind of happening on its own, but I think the pandemic has changed everyone's lives, and some not so fortunately. So I just take every day to be kind of filled with gratitude that I am comfortable at least.
Very true, very true. I think that's a very beautiful thing. And Shruti, how different is singing and acting in terms of emoting feelings and the thought?
I think I'm more fluid emoting my own music and using my voice because that's just what I've done longer. But I feel that acting is a medium that is so completely, I mean, even though it uses the voice, it even singing uses the voice and the body and your face. I mean, sometimes I look at it and I'm like, gosh, they're so similar. But in the intrinsic nature of it, I find that the responsibility of acting out somebody else's life and story, the responsibility is like almost greater and different when it comes to acting. The other thing is, I feel that I find music more fluid only because I'm using my own words and my own experience. Even when I've done playback, I'm able to relate quicker to those words because there are only so many emotions that you can put into a song. Whereas I feel when you're acting it out, it has so many more layers. So it's definitely a more complicated process for me.
Definitely. So in the future, would you opt singing for Bollywood or for South industry films?
I'm sorry, would I?
Would you opt as a singer for the Bollywood
film? I have already done that.
Right, right. But how was that experience? Like, did you find it more enriching as compared to acting?
No, I don't compare like that. Both are equally enriching.
Wonderful. How would you define the change, the evolution that took place from sort of being an artist from your first gig till the date?
I think my first gig, like proper gig, was maybe when I was about 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. And I was performing in Bombay, I remember. I mean, this is excluding school and stuff, you know.
Right.
Because I always performed in school culturals and they'd always make me sing Zombie by the Cranberries. But outside of that, you know, singing with a band and like kind of going into the grown-up world, I remember doing this gig when I was like 18. Yeah, I think I was about 18. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I sounded fine, but I didn't look, I was always like ramrod straight on stage because I didn't like know how to emote with my body and like let the music flow through me. I'm a very generally self-conscious person, which people might find weird because of the job I'm in. But I am a kind of, I have confidence, but I'm a bit awkward. So I think all of that awkwardness showed to my last gig, I would say, is me and the music are one. So I think that's the evolution.
Right. So, I mean, it was a great journey, like looking back and trying to understand the mistakes, improving them and moving on.
I think it's really about surrendering to artistic energy.
Wow. I love that line. Right. Yeah. Very true. Very true. And Shruti, please describe the thought process behind the song that you're releasing now. Like, how did you start over? How did you start developing or even start singing?
So I write every day almost. If I'm not writing poetry or lyrics or a story idea, then I'm writing at the piano, just pieces of music, or I'm revisiting older pieces of music. And I've been sharing that on Instagram throughout lockdown. A lot of the people who've been following my music know my original songs that I've been playing in London and, you know, elsewhere. So when this song happened, it kind of birthed itself. It was just a song that chose me. That's what I feel, you know, because I was in a state of mind of going through something in my personal life, like, you know, in the beginning of this conversation, we spoke about how you discover things about yourself. And, you know, when you've spent so many hours with yourself, you start to find out things about yourself that are maybe not that comfortable. And I call it like, you know, all of us have a basement. You know, you have like the attic, which is like your spiritual and your intellectual being, and your heart is like the living room. And, well, you know, and then your stomach's the dining room, I suppose. But the basement is right, where you keep the things that you want to forget about or you want to not deal with currently. And I realized that all of us derive maximum strength in our life not from the joyous and wonderful and smooth sailing occasions of our life. We've all become stronger and better for the things that we didn't want to face, the things that were uncomfortable, the bad breakup, the, you know, emotionally abusive relationship or the feeling of rejection. These are the things that actually drive us right, to be different. And I think some people choose to be worse after it. And some of us choose to acknowledge the darkness and right, go to the edge. And that's what the edge is really about. Because it was about me questioning, what kind of love have I actually wanted? And what kind of love am I having with myself? And when you start to realize that you have dark clouds, then you learn to enjoy the rain of your own emotions.
Right. I think rightly said, and the way you put it really emoted it very well. And as you said, I think I could take one more point from there. That is, like, you know, when you're there in the discomfort zone, that teaches you a lot. Yes. And that takes you to the edge wherein you transform yourself in a better phase.
I mean, it's like the traditional love story, right? You don't know how much you love someone till you're about to lose them. Because right, it's pain that triggers that edge, right? That's the thing that triggers everything in all of us. So that's why the song is called Edge.
Right. Beautiful. And, like, you know, many a times there are so much of critics and so much of the people, the box office makes the noise for the film. So there's a different destiny for each and every film that is created. So if I want to ask you about the music and the song, how do you define the success for a song?
See, I mean, that's a really interesting question. Now, when it comes to films, first, I've had a box office friendly career and I've never, not till date, got a generous or flattering review. But I'm still here 11 years later. And it leads me to believe that the overarching emotion is connectivity, right? So the idea of success to me is being here after 11 years where people still connect to me. It isn't numbers, figures, or reviews. It isn't, you know? And I think it's the same with music. To me, my music is successful in this strange way when somebody says, I get a message on social media where they're like, that song really helped me through a very difficult time in my life. And it sounds like a cliche, but that's what I write for. I write for somebody else to be able to plug their life into my experience.
Right. So you go through the comments or through the DMs that the people send it to you.
So I handle my own social media. So mm-hmm. I found it like always. I mean, I was on MySpace and Orkut, and then I was one of the first people on Twitter. And although I admit I'm guilty of not being that active on it, but like I love Instagram because I think I love the image version of things. So I really love reading through what people feel, not just about me, like mm-hmm. about, it's kind of like a social study, isn't it? To read comment sections. And you find a lot of good there, and you find a lot of the pulse of what people are yearning for. You also find a lot of frustration and other stuff, but that's a part of life, I guess, the balance.
Right. I mean, definitely whenever I'm speaking to an artist, definitely, and when you say that you read comments, you get a lot of love, you get a lot of constructive criticism, and everybody out in the world is worried about the mean comments. So have you ever received any of the mean comments, and how do you handle them?
Just like you do in life.
Oh,
you
I see.
Brush it off. Unfortunately, on social media, you have a block button. I wish there was a block button in real life.
Well said. So Shruti, what's the one thing that made you so confident about your work? Like maybe your acting career or your singing. So what's that one thing? What's that mantra?
I don't know if I can still call myself confident. Like I'm a bundle of nerves about everything I do. But the one thing I'm confident about is that I'm very committed. Like I am brutally loyal to my work at the cost of losing friendships or relationships even. I'm just like, my work is everything to me, and the hard work I put in, like, I don't care if, like, you know, if people have understood, you know, like sometimes on movie sets, people don't think I'm like, they're like, what is she about? Like, it's so hard to read her. I get that comment all the time. Ooh. But nobody's able to question how hard I work, and I love that. Like, I'm really that mazdoor, you know, like I love working hard. I'm that ox in the field that will go on and on, and that is what gives me confidence, because ultimately hard work pays off. And I think whatever you're doing, you just do it with, you know, a level of commitment to yourself, and that translates.
Very true. And do you sort of feel the pressure while you do your YouTube? Because definitely you are a big name in the industry, so similarly that has to be reflected on YouTube. The numbers has to increase, the viewership.
Does it?
So do you sort of feel that pressure?
No, I understand that it's a different ball game. I'll tell mm-hmm. you why. Because for me, the biggest pressure, or I would rather say challenge, and I'm really thankful to my, I would say, extended fan family, you mm-hmm. know, I consider them like my family, for especially the 2 years I wasn't acting and I started pursuing my music again. They stood by me and they said, this is your heart and this is your soul. And if this is what you want to do, and we love what you do with it, we're going to stand by you. And that just meant the absolute world to me, because that's where it was. Because this is who I am. I am a musician first. The characters I play are not who I am. I can be who I am in an interview, but people have a perception of me from seeing Ramya Vastavaya or something. And that's not me. That's Sona, the character. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So to be able to bring a new audience and to keep the existing one happy with who I am through my music is really the challenging part. So it's not about numbers on YouTube for me. It's about people seeing a glimpse of my musical soul.
Right. So when it's music, it's you truly. And when it comes to acting, it's something, a character that you're playing.
Of course. Yeah.
True. And very lastly, if you could please our audience by singing, like, you know, a few lines of the upcoming song.
Yeah, sure. Maybe it's a beautiful mess. Take me to the edge of whatever this is. Maybe it's a violent bliss. I just want to break myself into pieces. Take me to the edge. There you go.
Wonderful. The lyrics are really apt.
Thank you.
I see. Definitely. So Shruti, it was a great time interacting with you, getting to know, like, you know, we did had a lane wherein we went back. We had this nostalgia thing. We spoke about your music and definitely about the new upcoming thing, the YouTube and the music that you're doing. So thank you so much for being on How's the Josie.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, and also one more thing that, you know, one of my colleagues told me to ask you, like, already you have shifted from, like, you know, from acting to doing songs. Like, I wouldn't say shift, but definitely you are also in putting yourself into singing. So are you thinking of doing it on similar lines for podcasting? Because it's an amalgamation of an audio, which is, like, you know, similar to that of singing, as well as emoting the emotion.
That's a good idea.
That of acting.
Maybe I'll talk about... Yeah, maybe I don't know what I talk about, but I'd love to do a podcast. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Wow, that's an amazing thing.
Yeah, right. I mean, I like talking, so it should be okay.
Definitely. Do something, consider me being a guest over there. I would really enjoy doing that.
Oh, that would be fun. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Shruti.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें यही नहीं स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर सिंपली कॉन्टेंट
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.